Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Dahil sa paghigpit ng mga restrictions para mapigilan ang pagkalat ng coronavirus dito sa Australia, maraming mga negosyo sa hospitality and tourism industry ang apektado. Dahil sa bilis ng pangyayari, ang ilan hindi na naisalba ang kanilang mga negosyo, habang ang ilan ay nananatiling bukas para matulungan ng kanilang mga empleyado. Sa kabila ng dagok na ito sa industriya, nais ng Sydney Cebulechon owner na si Will Mahusay na ipagpatuloy ang pagtulong sa ating mga kababayan, lalo na sa mga international students. Ating alamin ang kanyang mga pinagdaanan at kung paano makikibahagi sa kanilang proyekto na Food It Forward. Magandang araw, Will. Alam ko medyo alanganin ang sitwasyon ngayon, pero kumusta ang buhay-buhay?
Challenging, of course. Yeah. Right now, you know, during this COVID-19. But personally, I'm fine. But in the context of business and everything else, it's, you know, challenging for a lot of business owners, operators out there.
Yeah, I totally understand. Dahil hardest hit ang hospitality industry dahil dito sa COVID-19, right?
Yes, yes. You know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And we just need to soldier on and, you know, put on our perseverance hat and be mm-hmm. resilient all throughout this difficult period.
Yeah, that's the best thing about being a Filipino, right? Yung pagiging resilient sa lahat ng klase ng pagsubok.
Yes, I totally agree. And, you know, I mean, we've been through so many challenges, not just here in Australia, but back in our own motherland. And for the most part, we seem to rise above it and, you know, make opportunities throughout the difficulties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a restaurant owner, as a businessman, nung nagsimulang magkaroon ng balita about COVID-19, ano yung una mong naisip?
My personal reaction was that it won't hit us here in Australia in a level or in a sense that the city of Wuhan suffered.
Mm-hmm.
I did sort of expect that there might be some sort of restrictions, but not, you know, I mean, right now I think we're on level 3 restrictions.
Yeah.
I never really, I mean, not just me, but so many people out there didn't really foresee that or saw that coming.
And napakabilis, ano, in a matter of weeks talagang sunod-sunod yung naging restrictions ng government.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what made it somewhat surreal, is that
mm-hmm.
lahat ng proseso, like everything was just falling in place, you know, in such a short period of time. You know, like just to give you an idea, I was in Boracay, enjoying obviously, you know, the white sands and
yeah.
blue turquoise waters, and late Feb, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that time, China was banned from entering the Philippines
mm-hmm.
At that time.
Yeah.
And then when we arrived in Boracay, days after that, towards the end of February, a lot of the Korean citizens or nationals started to leave Boracay because they were also having their own borders closed. And as soon as we got back in Sydney, it was around March 4 or March 5,
oh.
like literally a week later, like everything was happening. And I'm like, oh, what's happening? I didn't even get a chance to catch up on jet lag. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, all of these restrictions were happening and like COVID-19 on the news, left, right, and center. So talagang surreal. And it was almost unbelievable to a point that, you know, it's all happening so quickly. Yeah.
Mid-March nang nag-decide ang government na gawin itong mga mas matitinding restrictions. Pero sa kabila niyan, nag-offer sila ng financial support. Were you able to access that support?
Yeah, so talagang magandang, one of the good things that our Australian government provided to, the eligible business mm-hmm. operators and owners was those stimulus packages.
Yes.
There was a number of them. And because, we fall in the eligibility criteria,
mm-hmm.
we were able to avail of those offers the federal stimulus as well as the New South Wales state stimulus. I shared those information online. Specifically, I posted it on the Filipino Food Movement community page for anyone operating, you know, businesses, and if they fall in the eligibility criteria, then they should avail of that, because that will provide many of us, including myself, you know, I suppose a lifeline throughout this really challenging time.
That's really good to know. And kumusta naman yung mga staff so far?
Oh, yeah. So again, we, you know, we're in a, I suppose, look, it is heartbreaking to see that there's a lot of restaurants, cafes that have closed down. And one that's sad for the business owner and operator. And the second to that, the people that gets affected are obviously the team members, the staff, because obviously when you do that, you're sending them to the unemployment line. And, you know, for the most part, a lot of restaurant owners can agree to this, that, you know, there's a good percentage that we do hire in the industry that are on a international student visa with, you know, with the right to work here of a, I think, 20 hours max a week. Because they're international students, they may not be eligible for the job seeker with the government. You know, they don't have anyone that they can run to for help or assistance. And that's heartbreaking. And for us, you know, we've been in a position that we've been able to provide continuous employment to our team members, who we consider as part of our family. And one point we had to, I had to sit down with everyone and tell them, like, this is the path that we are all on. I mean, the hospitality industry or the whole country in general. And these are the things that we may need to do in the coming days or weeks, you know, things like reducing our hours, our working hours, so that we can be sustainable. What we want to do is we want to still have some sort of income coming in for you. So we had to sort of find a balance and a compromise. And it's so difficult to do that. But it's not impossible if everyone is in unison.
Yeah, and I'm sure maiintindihan nila yan kasi alam nila na pinagdadaanan yan ang lahat ng business owners as of the moment. You're still doing the takeaways, right?
Yeah, so the takeaway, people just, you know, visit the Sydney Sibulachon website for takeaway and pick up. And we're also available on Uber Eats, the delivery service provider, as well as Menulog. So we've got two avenues, the takeaway collect or pick up. And people also do a walk-in. If they don't order on our website, they just walk in and they just order over the counter and, you know, do that order system. The delivery service is done by Uber Eats and Menulog. And again, we've been fortunate and blessed enough that we've been getting, like, local support from the Inner West community, as well as the communities outside of the Inner West. You know, we've had people travel as far as Ryde to, you know, show their support to our restaurant.
Sa kabila nito, you still managed to put up a fundraiser for a food distribution project. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, so itong ano, yung Food It Forward, it's an initiative that is close to Sydney Sibulachon's heart. And not only this initiative, but we've always, you know, spoken about to other people, and we've always seen ourselves as more than just Lechon. We see ourselves as a platform to do whatever it is that we can do to make a positive change. And previously, 2020 has not been a fabulous year for many people. At the beginning of this year, we went through the Australian bushfire crisis, where, again, Sydney Sibulachon being more than just Lechon, we did a fundraising campaign where people were dropping in relief goods at the restaurant, and we would drop it off at the new NSWRFS, you know. And then now with this COVID-19, we understand very well how difficult it is out there sa mga international students, especially na walang assistance or walang help. We're doing what we can to gather as much momentum from the general public, and we rely on the kind hearts of these random individuals to come together, like yung bayanihan spirit that we all speak of, that donate $10, and that $10 will provide a take-home meal pack for one person that's struggling to supply themselves with a decent meal. And with the Food It Forward initiative, that's exactly what it is. So we started a GoFundMe campaign, and the target is $4,000, which will allow us to prepare a minimum of 400 take-home meal packs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, four days or 5 days later, after posting that campaign, we were 25% to our goal. We've raised just a bit over $1,000 out of four. So we'll start distributing the meals on May 5, the first Tuesday of May,
mm-hmm.
between the hours of 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. And that will be distributed. People can come at our restaurant in Newtown, Sydney Sibulacion in Newtown. It's on a first-come, first-served basis.
Wow, this is really heartwarming to know that sa kabila ng personally na pinagdadaanan mo ay napaka-generous pa rin ang heart mo to give to all these kababayans who needs help. And do you have other partners with this project?
Yes, yeah, so Henry Paraan. Henry is, you know, has been a friend of mine for a number of years. He owns Mate Burger. Mate
mm-hmm.
Burger, they started as a food truck, but they now have a shopfront in Mount Druitt. And we will do it weekly thereafter, so May 5, which is a Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and then the following week, and the Tuesday, and then the following week after that, and so forth.
Wow, napakalaking tulong. May mensahe ka ba, Will, para sa lahat ng mga international students at yung mga business owners ngayon?
I know it's easier said than done, but please don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
As much as possible, continue to have hope, and just pray for all of us. Pray for the world, for healing. Pray for unity. And again, just ask for strength. And many of us are trying to be there for you, including ourselves, including myself. Unfortunately, you know, I just cannot help every single person. That's just the truth. But I think if not just me, but if all other people do what I'm doing, we can
yeah.
cast out a much bigger net in terms of helping more people that are in need. So just hang in there. And for all the business operators, business owners out there, don't give up. Have hope. Be creative with your offering. Create initiatives that will not only help yourselves, your businesses, but also our communities and the
yes.
people that need our help in our communities. And let's all continue to do the right thing for
mm-hmm.
both consumers. I'm a consumer myself. Wherever, whatever area we live in, let's show our support to our local business operators. And, as much as possible, again, be kind to one another and let's be there for each other, because if we don't do all of that, then it will be an almost impossible task for all of us to rise above this situation.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.